Industry Forum to elaborate a didactic interactive material on radiation protection. Our presenter is not Mr. Sanchez, as given in the programme, but Almudena Real. And Almudena has a PhD in biological sciences. She has been working in CIEMET, a public research centre in Spain, since 1986, in the disciplines of radiobiology and radiological protection. She's participated in more than 20 research projects and is co-author of more than 30 papers in scientific journals, 10 book chapters, and 2 patents. Since 2005, she's a member of ICRP Committee 5, which deals with radiation protection of the environment, and since May last year is the secretary of that committee. She participates actively in national and international training courses and has been collaborating with the Education and Training Department of the Spanish Nuclear Forum for more than 10 years. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Well, before I start talking about this project we have done for children, I would like to mention the participants. We have here with us today Tamara and Pilar. They work in the Spanish Nuclear Industry Forum. But I also want to mention Luisa and Laure. They are teachers of a primary school, and this is very important for the project we have done. And myself, that well, I'm the one engaged with radiation protection, so I hope it was interesting to have me in this group. I was going to talk about the situation in Spain in general, but I was very lucky because yesterday the Spanish regulatory body had a presentation in another session. So I'm sorry, but I won't repeat this information. They will have, I hope everybody was there and they knew what they are doing. So I will focus mainly in two integrated didactic units we have done on ionizing radiation and radiation protection. But before I talk about these units, let me introduce you to the Spanish Nuclear Forum. This is a non-profit association that was founded in 1962 and groups all the Spanish companies that work in the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. And they have different areas of activity, communication, documentation, technical support, and for sure, an education and training department. In this department, they organize courses, conferences, and workshops, not only on nuclear energy, but also in other types of energy, both for students and for teachers. They also participate in debates and roundtables on energy. They collaborate in schools, in the cultural weeks that we call in Spain. And also they collaborate with national and international educational organizations. They have created a committee for education and training on energy, where teachers from primary, secondary, and university participate there. So I think it's very important, and for sure people from Forum. And this committee mainly is involved in developing these didactic materials that can be used, they are of free access in this educational corner. That this is the page, all the material is in Spanish, so it's what is a nice excuse to learn Spanish if you want to go into this page. And as you can see, I mean, there are so many, many things in here that if I try to explain all of them, I think Rick will kill me for sure. So I won't do that. I will talk about these two units, but just to mention, we have an interactive periodic table, for example, and a piece of information that I think is very important, so I will mention it just in a few seconds, is what we call catch up on energy. Sometimes it's not easy to translate from Spanish to English, because in Spain maybe it's more funny, but well, I hope I did it properly at least. Well, this is the catch up on energy. It has a lot of didactic units on different types of energy, wind power, nuclear, many, many types, as you can see here. And it's both for teachers and for students. They have different materials. It's of free access, for sure, for everybody. And you have here a large number of resources, videos, photographs, many, many things that can be used. For sure, you have links to websites and a glossary of energy terms. And I want to mention especially that the part that was prepared for primary education, that is called Book of Energy, They won the first prize for innovative education in the regional government of Valencia in Spain. I mean, it was material that was, well, very nice. Well, you will see here in all my slides that you have the web address of the Rincón Educativo, that is the educational corner in English. So if you are interested in this material, you can for sure go in and check what's going on. But well, I will focus in this last work we have done. In fact, the unit that is for the secondary education students, it was finished like 2 weeks ago or something like that, so just on time for this conference. But as you can see, we have two different units, one for young students from 6 to 12 years old, more or less, and the other one for secondary education students from 12 to 11. The idea at the beginning was to develop an interactive, simple, and easy to understand material that would allow these students to become familiar with ionizing radiation. The previous speakers, they mentioned how difficult is it to teach about ionizing radiation. They usually link radiation with bad things, and well, we try to change this. And you can, maybe you will ask, okay, but what's the novelty of this material? Because there is a lot of material going on radiation protection. I think, well, the key here is that we have based all our work in the key competencies framework that the European Commission developed in 2007. These key competencies are the knowledge, skills, and attitudes that serve for many things, for personal fulfillment and development, for social inclusion and active citizenship, and also to find an employment that is not is a very important thing nowadays. Well, these key competencies are in the Spanish educational law and are mandatory for all members of the European Union. And here you have the 8 competencies that have been set out in this framework. As you can see, some of them are traditional ones, like communication in mother tongue or mathematics, science. But there are other ones, like, for example, learning to learn or cultural awareness and expression that are more transversal ones. All of them are equally important because all of them contribute to a successful life in a knowledge society. So this is very, very important. So taking this into account, we developed these two units I mentioned before on ionizing radiation and radiological protection. And the idea was that through a task that we proposed to the students and to the teachers, the students will learn what is radiation, what's the difference about ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. They will learn that there is natural and artificial radiation, radiation protection concepts, well, all this information, but doing activities, research activities, critical thinking, problem solving. I think the idea is that they have fun while they are learning and they are doing these tasks. And for sure, in the units, you can also find the traditional text with all the concepts on ionizing radiation and links to websites. Also, it's important, I think, that we have included a lot of information for the teachers, not only on these key competencies, but also the work plan to use these units, so to make the use of these units very, very easy for them. And here you have the scheme we have used both for primary and secondary. For sure, the content is different in primary and secondary, but the idea is the same. We propose a task that for primary is to organize a visit to the radiology department of the nearest hospital. For secondary school is to build a radiation meter. But the idea is that they have to do this task, and to do so, they have to create groups, to organize, to make a work plan, and to learn a lot of things on radiation. And that's why we propose different activities for different groups, focused in different topics, cosmic radiation or art applications. At the end, each group will present the information to the other, to the classroom, so they will share the knowledge. And at the end, for sure, they will finish the task. The small children will go to the hospital, and the older ones will make a Geiger, we hope. This is an example. One of the activities we suggest for primary students, all the activities are based in real life. I mean, this is newspapers, articles, videos that they can watch on the television, so that they realize it's something that is happening around them. So this one, for example, in relation with art, they have to read this article that is that X-rays reveal secrets on Leonardo's Mona Lisa. And once they go through this article, they have a lot of some exercises that have to be done. Since this one is for primary students, we ask them different things, not only on radiation, but to make them work these key competences. Like, for example, what is the meaning of this word, translucent? Or who was Leonardo da Vinci? Where is Paris? different topics, and for sure, also what is the use of X-rays. They have links to a dictionary and a Google link at the end of each activity. This is an example of the secondary students' activities. This is on nuclear energy, and is, two years ago, more or less, the nuclear regulatory body did an epidemiological study in Spain near the nuclear power plant stations. So this is a video that they can see in the Spanish television and an article in the newspaper. So again, once they go through this material, they go to the exercises. And of course, in secondary, we ask more about radiation. What's the nuclear body, the nuclear regulatory body in Spain do? How can you protect from radiation? What is an epidemiological study? More related with ionizing radiation. And again, they have links to a Spanish dictionary, nuclear energy terms, and Google. And well, we try that. They have fun somehow, so we include some jokes that people made in the late 1800s, stamps, for sure. Some the main life points of these very, very important people, and some humor related with X-rays, ionizing radiation in general. So this is what we have done, and just to thank you. Your attention.
Thank you very much for...
You have the address there, Rincón Educativo.
Very good. Thank you very much for a very interesting presentation and access to lots of useful material. Are there any questions from the floor? Over here, sorry.
Hi, I really enjoyed your talk. I'm Liol from Israel, and I'm currently building a website for my radiation protection division. I was wondering, what is the most visited page in your site? Have you checked it?
Oh, Pilar, ¿cuál es la parte que más se visita? I think, well, it depends on many things, but catch up in energy, for example, I think is very nice because you have a special part for teachers that only teachers can go in there, and you can make folders and take all your information, and you have a special part for students. So I think catch up in energy is a good one because you have a lot of resources there. But also the interactive periodic table, well, it's difficult, I mean.
Okay. I will visit your website. Thank you.
How is your Spanish? Okay.
Not so. I will work on it. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you very much again. I think in the interest of time, we'll move on to our final presentation of this session. And this presentation is coming from the other side of the world, from Australia, and it's about teaching of radiation protection.